Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is July 9th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI reading impact, vocational training, OpenAI security, study together. AI reading impact. A group of independent publishers, united under the Independent Publishers Alliance, has filed an antitrust complaint against Google with the European Union Commission. The core of their accusation is that Google is abusing its dominant market position. The issue at hand revolves around Google's AI overviews, AI-generated summaries that appear at the top of search results, ahead of links to original sources. This feature is reportedly available in over 100 countries. The complainants allege that Google uses content from news sites and other web publishers for these summaries without fair compensation. As a result, prominent placement means users may not click through to original articles, leading to significant losses in traffic, readership, and revenue for publishers. Vocational training. Germany is seeing a rise in university students, with only 4.3 trainees per 10 academics, a stark contrast to 75.5 in the 1950s. This shift prompts questions about the value of vocational training. A survey from Indeed, involving 500 current or former students, indicates that while 82% are generally satisfied with their academic paths, many face doubts and uncertainties about career choices. Notably, 67% have considered whether vocational training might have been a better fit, with 11.4% strongly agreeing. Concerns about artificial intelligence are prevalent, with 52% worried AI could render their acquired skills redundant. Deloitte's study highlights how automation and AI agents are making junior roles less necessary, as tasks like data sorting and processing become automated. Experts like Martin Kshivjinsky emphasize the importance of dual training programs to develop relevant skills quickly. Employers and universities need to adapt, ensuring students and trainees are prepared for the AI-influenced job market and encouraging a proactive rather than fear-based approach to AI. OpenAI security. OpenAI is stepping up its security measures to safeguard its AI products against imitators amid fierce competition among AI model developers. This move follows allegations against Chinese competitors like the startup DeepSeek, accused of using a technique known as distillation to illicitly develop systems such as R1 based on OpenAI's models. As reported by the Financial Times, OpenAI is now restricting access to sensitive information, implementing biometric access controls, and enforcing new data separation rules. A key policy is that systems are generally denied internet access unless specifically approved, protecting model weights from unauthorized access. Employees can only access projects they are explicitly authorized for, a practice internally called information tenting. Enhancements to physical security have also been made, with stricter access rules in data centers and hiring security experts with military backgrounds. OpenAI stresses that these measures are part of a broader investment in security programs, not merely a response to a single incident. The company aims to lead the industry in AI safety, while also addressing warnings from U.S. authorities about rising economic espionage from foreign actors, particularly from China. Study together. OpenAI is experimenting with a fresh twist on ChatGPT called Study Together, designed to help users learn more effectively, not by providing answers, but by asking questions. Early users describe this AI tutor as a thoughtful companion that tests and guides them. In this mode, ChatGPT initiates questions, encourages participation, checks responses, and provides feedback, acting more like a teacher than a search tool. The goal is not just to recall information, but to understand it, emphasizing interaction. This shift aims to address criticisms of ChatGPT as a mere shortcut for homework and essays. Some sources suggest OpenAI might introduce a group feature, facilitating collaborative learning sessions. Currently, it's in an experimental phase for selected Plus users, with no official rollout announced yet. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.